Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Dominion 2024, 14 days, fasting and prayer. From the 4th to the 17th of March, 2024. Right here at Porter City, Mutual Pram Pram. With God's servant, Nana Sayo Poku Sakodie.
Do not be afraid. Yes, you sir. Will not be put to shame.
Yes, sir.
Who is the Bible talking to right now?
Myself. Myself.
Do not fear disgrace.
Uh-huh.
The reason is because you will not be humiliated.
Amen.
Your amen is
amen. Amen.
I will never be ashamed.
I will never be ashamed.
I will not be ashamed in the days of famine.
I will not be ashamed.
I will be satisfied.
I will be satisfied.
I will never be afraid.
I will never be afraid.
I will not fall.
I will not fall.
I will not be defeated.
I will not be defeated.
You see, listen. It's in Job chapter 22, verse 28. That was let's go to King James version. Yes, don't forget that scripture. Sometimes you are waiting for God to do something. Job 22:28. It's a scripture you must not. It is the scripture that makes you not keep your mouth shut.
Okay, sir.
Thou shalt also decree a thing.
Uh-huh.
And what you decree, it shall be established.
Amen. Amen.
So you have to come and say, I cannot be poor.
I cannot be poor.
Can heaven say he has decreed?
I cannot.
This scripture makes it too dangerous for you to say the economy is hard. Things are difficult. Bible says you shall decree. And whatever you decree, heaven will back it up.
Yes, sir.
Do you know the power God has given to us? I'm going to say something. I pray that. Listen, we have power we are not using. When you read the Bible, there were people who shut the heaven. They closed the heaven for 3.5 years. Elijah said, there shall not be rain or dew, but according to my word. And God locked it. What are you decreeing? This week, decree that no witch will fly in my family.
Amen.
Nobody will die premature in my
life. Nobody will die premature.
A pastor in America was visiting somebody at the hospital. He's a white man. And he was standing in the ward. And the other person that they are in the room died. So the doctors came, shake their heads, scream. He said, no, what's going on? He said, oh, he has passed. He said, I cannot be here for somebody to die. You should have died before I come.
Yes. No worries.
He said, spirit of death,
come on.
I command you to walk out of this.
Jesus.
Come on. In the name of Jesus, get up. And the guy get up.
Wow.
Power. And you exercise the authority.
Amen.
Chapter 10, verse 18. If you don't use it, you become disused. Apply it. And he said unto them, behold, I beheld Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And on the basis of his falling, he established a very strong spiritual authority. I gave unto you what?
Power.
To tread upon what?
Serpent.
And scorpion over what?
All the power.
There is a wrong translation here. The King James. You see, when you check in the Greek word, the first word power, is not supposed to be translated power. Because if you say, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the power, then I say God has power, Satan has power. No. There are two different things. One is dunamis, one is exousia. What is it? So that is why they wrote the King James, New King James version.
Yes,
the purpose of the New King James is to correct the grammatical errors of the old King James.
Okay, sir.
So let's go to the New King James. You give us, he said, behold, I give unto you what?
Authority.
So authority is delegated power.
Okay.
Because you don't have power I don't have power. The power we use has been delegated. The best way to explain is a policeman that is standing at the junction,
yes,
and lifted his hand to an articulator and the car stopped. The guy physically don't have power to stop the car, but there is authority invested in him.
Power.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
So you don't have power, I don't have power.
Authority.
Jesus has authority, but he has delegated us.
Jesus. Jesus.
So I give unto you authority.
Authority. Authority.
To tread upon serpents and
scorpions.
And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing.
Nothing
means what?
Nothing.
And this is where you are free. Every small thing that you call a pastor. Let me tell you something. Demon casting is not for pastors, it's for believers. Are you a believer?
Yes, sir.
Then may the devil never mess around your home.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, I have authority. I have authority.
I have authority.
Tell the person I have authority. Just I've not been using it. Tell the person. Confess.
Authority.
Confess all your problems to the person. Tell the person. I have not been using authority. Amen.
I have authority.
Don't be afraid. If you go to hospital, they check, they say you have this sickness. What the devil is trying to tell you is that, are you available to receive it? Resist the devil. What will he do? So the devil, you don't resist, what bite? Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. And what will he do? So if you keep quiet and fold your hand, you stay there. And don't forget, he is a liar. He is a murderer and he's also wicked. I am very concerned about the way this generation Christians are not exercising our authority. Huh. People have exercised the authority when they know it too. There are people in the Bible, they stop the moon and the sun. It's not that God told them to do it. They just came to the place to believe. Okay? There was an apostle in Britain called Smith Wigginsburg. He raised, I don't know how many people from the dead. But among all the dead he raised, the one that was, hey, somebody invited him for a funeral. I heard Dr. Copeland say this. When he went to the funeral, the white people's funeral is totally different from our own. There was a hall. There was like at the top of the hall. And they've made the person in state. People were sitting there. So Wigginsburg got there and then walked straight to the body as if he's going to pay some kind of respect or homage. He carried the body, slammed it on the wall, went back and said, in the name of Jesus, I command you, get up and walk. The body went slow and further. He came back and took the body again and hit it on the wall. And he said, I command you. All the funeral people said, what is going on here? The third one, the body slammed. The third one, he took the body and hit it. And said, I command you. Spirit of death, come out and wake up. The guy sneezed. He took the guy in his body like this, carried him, and gave him to the funeral. And said, all funeral contractors, go home. Do you know the difference? They know the authority they have and they use it. Possessing your possession, don't finish this fasting and go back as if you are nothing. Somebody went for fasting, came back and said there were some birds hanging on his roof making some noise. He lifted his head and said, I turned my hand to be a gun. And the name of Jesus said, Popo, die. The next day, there were two vultures that have died in the compound. In less than 24 hours, he said, two of your aunties have died. Anybody that turns to a vulture and fry above your roof,
Jesus,
may your decree bring them down.
Amen.
demonic spirit working behind the scenes.
Jesus.
You are not serious. Let me go to the people. Because you are the small. Huh? There is a spirit working behind the scenes for the reason for your sickness. For your poverty. In fact, sometimes they are behind the divorce.
Behind the scenes demons.
How can a man that loves you like this suddenly change? And doesn't want to see you again. And was sitting down. In the morning, I was telling them, one lady came here and said, Daddy, I'm tired. I'm going. Daddy, my husband is having an affair. Daddy, I'm going. And then I listened to her. Sometimes when we were talking, I listened. And he said, Daddy, the painful thing is that when I married this guy, he didn't have anything. I have helped you after 15 years. Look at what he's doing. Then immediately I got the revelation. The moment he said that, I knew it. When he said that, the guy was nothing. I said, they want to steal his harvest. So I look at him, I say, well, you can go. That's your business. I don't make choices for you, but I want to tell you the truth. Your harvest is being stolen. It means that the other woman that has come in is going to eat the proceeds of your labor. You either stand to fight or tomorrow you will beg. Because it will be painful for you to be sitting and on the roadside taking trotro, and this girl and your husband is sitting in the Range Rover. I provoke her. And I said, me, I won't pray for you because this wife doesn't demand prayer for me. If I pray, the girl won't come. Then I told her, I said, listen to me. Not as you are sitting here complaining, that guy is no using the kid. He know your husband is married. So he does not come. Nobody can go to a strong man's house and take his goods unless he first bind him. So he is operating from darkness. You are in light. How can light lose? Hey, I decree that no one will steal your harvest. That's it. People can hang around ministry when the ministry was nothing. A labor. When the ministry is about to get blessed or God to reward them, they get offended and step out. Then another person come and eat their harvest. Even Jesus make a profound statement to the apostle. He said, I sent you to reap what you did not sow. It means that some people have sowed it and the apostles came to reap. So this sowing and reaping, sometimes it only works in the natural. Wow. Sometimes you can reap what you didn't sow. Ten years. Somebody raised a man, the man is nothing. The man make money. He got offended, pack his things, and go to his husband, his mother's house. And another woman imports, meet the man. And the man says, I want to marry you. Your harvest is also me. This is Namini Pawi. I won't let anybody eat my harvest. Yes,
yes.
Hey! Hey! The lady was staying in Portus praying. He declared 7 days fasting. We were not even doing fasting. He came to stay here. On the fourth day, the husband drove here with his car. And your dad started crying. Honey, I'm so sorry. Honey, I'm so sorry. And he compensated her with a Range Rover. Yeah. Yes. The guy is almost not like a pastor. Every time he comes, Papa, thank you. Papa, thank you. I say, thank you. And I woke up. So there are things people get offended. I'm angry. The devil is stealing your harvest in a very subtle way. No. You can have a justification why you are angry. It doesn't add anything. What are you talking about? I said, I'm angry. Huh? One woman came to me, I told her in the morning, he said, Daddy, it's over. I said, what is over? Daddy, I saw condom in his pocket. Condom in my husband's pocket. I was quiet. I said, did you ask him why the condom came? He said, Daddy, he said he was buying paracetamol and the woman mistakenly put it in a box. I said, that is the truth. The man is the one who saw the thing. He has told you the story about how he got it. What is your problem? The woman was taking the paracetamol. Then the people who made the paracetamol, they mistakenly add condom. And then when the woman was fetching the paracetamol, he was watching somewhere. So mistakenly said, and put it in the bag. What is your problem? Look at your neighbor and say, what is really your problem? I am the one who was there. I've told you my story. I told the lady, I said, listen. I told her, I said, there is no need for us to tell you. Some people, they came to see their husband in the room having an affair. And they stay. You saw condom. And the man has explained how the condom came. He bought a paracetamol. Look at your neighbor and say, I bought a paracetamol. So, what's your problem? Do you control what I have to say? What I saw is what I'm explaining. Yeah. I know some men are going to buy paracetamol after 10. But that's your problem. That is your problem. There are a lot of things happening to people in church. They have no spiritual understanding of what is happening. I say somebody can eat your harvest. I decree and declare that from today, may no man or woman born by you ever eat your harvest.
Amen.
You must refuse it. Have you noticed that some girls, they can even court with a guy for 5 years, 4 years, and another woman will marry the guy? I know guys also who pay some girls' school fees from level 100. Amen. Some people even bought a car. They rented a house. Catch on your my bro. Catch on your my friend. No, we don't want them to know. So just make the confession what God is delivering you. Amen. Today. Huh? You are moving from loss to recovery.
Amen.
From loss to recovery.
Amen.
You recover everything.
Amen.
Pray this prayer and pray from your heart. Any spirit be in your background working behind the scenes.
Jesus.
Also, today I was praying. There are people here. There are spirits in their background that say they will never let them prosper. Today may God release judgment over them.
Amen.
And then they are grow.
Jesus.
There is another spirit I'm picking. That spirit here. They hate the person in the family that is a star. And if you are not spiritually sensitive and cautious, they can kill you. They will eliminate you. One of the signs they don't like you is that when they make decisions, they don't involve you. And even if you try to help, they will reject it. Be very careful. Look at your neighbor and say, I perceive you are a star, so be careful, tell the person. Now, look, can I go deeper? Now, I'm talking about you. There are some of you here. Because of the way you start serving God, and the way sometimes things go, they have concluded as if nothing good will come out of you. And suddenly you start shining. It's one of the most dangerous states you can find yourself. Because they cannot define you unless they classify you. What you are talking about, your aunties has an opinion about your mother's children. Your uncles has an opinion about their sister's children. So they some of them they conclude when baby and you know nothing good will come. And then suddenly. My brother, he went to international school. Me, I went to Elling. He went to Cocoa Research Institute, Greek. At that time, it was one of the most powerful schools. Your story will change.
Amen.
You better stand on your feet and receive this prophetic word.
Jesus.
You will be the star of your father.
Amen.
I am not talking about trying to contest. There is nobody in my family who can look at me and undermine Jesus. You have lost your mind. Powerful uncles. One of them told me, say, you are different. I have proven beyond reasonable doubt. You can look at me and say, all this Christianity. You can't even die. That will be your story twice.
Amen.
Up your two hands. Spirit working behind the scenes.
Spirit working behind
you
the scenes.
Never giving it attention.
Jesus.
Huh? Master, did we not sow wheat? Where come from the tent? An enemy has come. An enemy has done this. No, spirit working behind us. People can go and stay in abroad for over 20 years and no documentation. Do you know what it means in the spirit? It means that 20 years the land has not accepted them. The day you get your documents, the day the land has accepted you. You can be born in Ghana, but this land has not accepted you. Because it is when the land accepts you that you eat the good of the land. Listen to what God said. He said, whatever the soles of your feet shall tread, once your feet are dead, I have given it to you. Why has your feet stepped in America, but America has not accepted you? Spirit working behind the scenes. You don't believe anything. One guy was in Germany. Life story. The mother called and said, Kwame, midnight at your place, check the corner of your bedroom. You will see big ants. They are seven. Don't kill the first one. Kill the rest. His biological mother. A pastor told me this story. The guy was saying, Mommy, I said, Mom, what are you talking? He said, just listen to what I'm saying. The guy was sitting down. Somebody has called him from Ghana, describing what is going to happen in his room by 12 midnight in Germany. Who said there is a distance in the spirit? The guy was sitting there. He saw some big ant red. Hey, Germany. First one, second one, and they were in queue. He took a stick. The mother said, don't kill the first one. All the seven. Bam, 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 bam. Kill all the seven. The next day they said, at the village, your mother and his sisters and some families, seven of them are sitting under a tree. The tree has fallen and killed all of them. Now listen, when you kill them in the spirit, in the natural, they will die.
Amen.
You are not listening to what I'm talking about. Anybody that say your life will not
Jesus,
anybody that has sworn they will die.
Amen.
Spirit working behind the
Jesus.
Anybody that has declared your death,
Jesus.
You can be walking around, but you are pointed to death. That means I swear everybody that there are people, they kill them. If you study Jesus, when he came, everybody he raised from the dead was young. That means that young people are not permitted to die unless they are killed. If Lazarus was an old man, Jesus would never waste his time. That young boy, show me where you bury him. Nay, there was a woman who's only the widow's only son. Jesus touched the casket and said, put him down. They'll give you some stupid canal name. Cancer, what? That word cancer, do you know what it means in the spirit? It means death sentence. When they tell you, when you hear the word cancer, what it means in the satanic kingdom is death sentence. And you have to make sure you engage scriptures with sacrifice to not, because, listen, do you know the antidote for death? It's faith. Master, by this time he's thinking, he said, did I not tell you that if thou canst believe, thou wouldst see the glory of God? The centurion said, Master, my servant is at the point of death. And you know, there's something about God. Even if he's in an ambulance to your house and he sees faith, he will stop. On his way, everything is emergency. Master, come. The man's faith is that, don't let the guy die. Come and pray before he dies. So his faith has not risen to the level of if he died, Jesus will raise him. Jesus must be there before the death. And on his way, the woman with the issue of blood touched him and stopped the procession. By the time Jesus finished with the woman, asking questions, taking testimony, they said, don't worry the master again. Your daughter is there. Jesus said, just believe. Just believe. Go and check and say, just believe. Just believe. That means that the answer to the death is faith. Master, by this time he's thinking, he said, Master, did I not tell you that if thou wouldest believe, thou wouldest see the glory of God? Show me where you bury him. And he walked to the cemetery, stinking, decomposed body. And if faith can raise 4 days dead, is it your sickness he can't heal?
Higher.
Who's ready to pray for that? Tell our enemies. Tell them. Tell our enemies that they shouldn't be envious. Because if God even give them our ministry, they might not be able to handle it. It's stupidity. You don't have to. No. Some of the things we do, it's a major risk. Scientifically and physically. You just have to throw your life in the arms of God. So there's a place you come to, you don't love your life again. You live, and that's why Paul said we die daily. Paul said we are like sheep to the slaughter. So it's a realm. A lot of people have not come there. No. Jesus said when you love your life, you lose it. And when you lose your life, you gain it. So I cannot stand on this place dealing with all these territorial powers that hate progress. If you sit down and start speaking slangs, and making I'm going for checkup. They can eliminate you. If you go to hospital, they keep checking you, and they can't find what is wrong with you, and you know you are sick. It means it's beyond the natural. You better engage spiritual warfare. You better. Nene, there is a place that the people you help, they want to kill you. Nothing can be so dangerous. People you are supporting, they plot for your death. You have to be strong. Some of you are supporting some people. You have no idea in the night what they do. You have no idea. Your business is not, but you have to be strong so that their enchantment will not stand. Their divination will not stand. No. This word came from Jesus' mouth. A man's enemies are the people of his own house. Don't look at my house. Check your own house. Who is there? That your uncle? That your auntie? There are family who go there. And what you want? Only young people are dying. You see young people are dying. The old people are dead. 99, 89, 79. And the people that are dying are 30, 31, 32. Do you know that thing? The first time I saw it, they can exchange their soul with the young people. You can't get to that dimension. I won't even take you there. Because you, the carnality, even where you are crying, you don't understand. I can't take you to that room. No. Let me tell you something about witchcraft. And if a witch is standing, ask him or her. You know, you can marry a witch. She will love you. But in the night, when the spirit comes out of his body, once they start operating witchcraft, there is no love. Because the spirit behind witchcraft is the devil. And Satan can never love. So he will kill you in the night and cry in the morning. So most of the people see the phone, maybe I'll be phone call. They will kill you in the night. And, but it's, There are people witches kill you, and there are people who kill witches. May you be among those with the mantle of truth.
Yes, yes.
The Ujira way. Now, Obidi, who picture quite gross in a year, Juma. Are you a child of God? For what? That you take my picture to a Jujuma. The Jujuma himself will say, hey, please go, go, go. What are you bringing? A new spirit working behind the scenes.
Jesus.
Yeah. I know somebody many years ago who was promoted as a managing director, they call it, MD of a company. First day, his office. You know, some people even have office. They won't let a pastor pray there. They won't get on you to dedicate there. There are people, they live in their own thing. Listen, you can have many instructors by one father. Some of you have no business moving to a new house without dedication of a man of God. A woman called me, came to church, and he said, Papa, please, I had a dream. And Papa, I have a new office. I don't want to mention, since it's very political. And Papa, please, I want you to pray. Me, the woman, I don't know her. He knows mommy. He's very close to mommy. I don't know how he became mommy's friend. And then, once mommy instructs me, I have to go. So through mommy, he got close to me. So he came to Sandra and said that she wants me to dedicate because he had a dream. And in the dream, if I don't dedicate the house, she will never, the office, he doesn't want to go there without dedication. I didn't listen to the details of the dream. So I gave her Monday. Then Monday, Uncle Joe, I didn't feel like going. So I told her, I said, no, I don't want to go. Because Monday, the way my system was doing, I said, I won't come. I said, Papa, please. She was on a trek to another region. But he said, you can't even want to travel. And then, so yesterday, she called. And he said, Papa, you said I should call you and see Tuesday. I said, Madam, I'm praying about it. Let's see how it goes. This morning, I wake up 3 o'clock and the Lord said, go and dedicate his office. My boy that drives me, my son, I call him 7 times. He didn't pick. In this state, I call all the guys, the security guys, all of them. They were on my one wish of hearing normal say, all of them didn't pick. Their wives has captured all of them. They didn't pick. The Lord told me, I didn't even tell mommy. The Lord told me, drive. 4:30, I was on the road. Then I told God, if I call the woman and he pick, I'll go. If he doesn't pick, I won't go. The phone even didn't ring twice. Quick, quick, he pick it. He said, Daddy, the moment he pick it, my number come from. He said, Daddy, I'm glad you called me. I said, I'm coming. He said, Daddy, at this time. I said, yes. 4 o'clock, he said, Daddy, okay. Daddy, okay, I'll meet you in the office. By 4:45, I drove to the place, ministries, Dankwa Circle area. I drove myself. If God is speaking, who is me? I have to drive. When I came back, my son, Kobe came to me, Daddy, I slept. And I said, why won't you sleep? You are not the one God called you. I said, don't worry. I said, the importance is I've gone and come. The way my body was feeling, I have no idea whether I could even drive. I drove and I at the point I was speeding so much, the Lord told me slow down. I got to his office. I didn't tell him. The moment he opened the door, I enter. I saw like that bird flying out of the office. They were moving out of the office. Suddenly, what looked like light of the place began to shine. But you know what he told me? He said, Daddy, according to the dream I had, even if you don't pray and you climb the steps to my office and don't pray, I'm fine. When I was walking on the steps, I saw like birds. What I'm talking is spiritual. They were flying out. I was there alone with her driver and her 2 children. Little babies. Nobody was there. And I prayed. I finished praying. The presence of God fell under the anointing. I said, I can't be a pastor and a usher at the same time. If you fall, you follow. Because me, I'm not going. Come here, me, come here, me, come here, I'm falling. When I'm falling, I bet you I can't. No. Pray. When I finish, The Lord said, you have saved lives. It comes by sacrifice. Also, sometimes people living in an office, do you know what they would deposit there? They can contact it and say, whoever sits here must not live for so and so days. Move to a new house, and then you nobody will dedicate the house. No pastor. Sometimes you need a higher authority. It's not the same, or the rankings in the spirit are not the same. I'm telling you. Huh? Where you stand and where I stand, it's not the same. Let me tell you something. And with all humility, I don't believe even I'm anointed because I prophesy or because I preach. I believe I'm anointed because of, like, as I'm standing here preaching, as a human being, I'm not supposed to do this. But the way I'm able to do it, I know God has called me. I'm telling you. I am not supposed to do that. Check. Dr. Dorothy is here. I was having some feeling in my body. Took me to hospital for checkup. They gave me antibiotics. They said, we saw some infection somewhere. I have to choose between eating and taking the medicine. I dropped the medicine and fasted. So the medicine the doctor gave me, I have not taken it. And he knows it. No, because I can't take medicine and fast at the same time. That is the way we live our life. If it were to be you, hey, your mama, we are in a cold day. I can fast in the middle of you. I don't ask my wife. The medicines are still on my bed. And whatever symptoms I was feeling to, it has vanished. I didn't even thought about it. I just wake up and said, oh, this thing, this might be there. But I couldn't tell the doctor at first, but when he wrote the medicine, I've checked this, the way he described the thing, he asked me some questions. Have you swim in a river before? Then I'm saying, river, Bebraya Bray. Yeah, river, I'm sure. Okay, we say, my tall well, Mukrada. Tell me, first thing, that, no, later, you say, worms, sir. He asked me, when's the last time you did worm? I said, about 30 years ago. One day, mommy asked me, he bought a worm. I did worm. I said, it's not in the Bible. Did you see worms in the people's stomach in the Bible? The doctor gave me a dewormer. He said, mean dewormer? I'm saying, no. Did he say dewormer? I know you laugh, but that's the way my spirit work. Mommy said, do you remember I told you to dewormer? I told her, I said, this Bible, show me where. Bible said, we should wear. I cannot fast and take those things. I put the medicine aside and I have to fast. Mommy was telling me, I thought because of, it's just 2 weeks. So I thought, at least you'll be fasting some more and you'll be eating. That is not what God told me. I requested for food. I asked for 3 kinds of food. I asked for salad. What again did I ask? I asked for about 3 or 4. Light soup, eh? I said, I need soup. They brought the food. I had done. She carried the food away like this in a tray. From Sunday up to now, I only break on Saturday and I must continue from Sunday. You say, wait. No, I am showing you. Listen, there is a price for power and there is a price to fulfill your assignment. God can't speak to you because you will rebel. I know. The reason God doesn't speak to people is that they will not listen. I have every right to give God a reason. But I can't do it. No, I can't do that. I don't even know why he put me in this. Maybe just to save a life. I don't know. I can't explain it. No, just to save a life. I told God, I said, Lord, I will not bury anybody in my church young. I will not bury anybody unless the person step out. But if you are in this church, you will celebrate your 85th birthday, your 90th birthday, your 95th birthday.
Amen.
If you are shouting, you are the one.
Jesus. Yabahata
Shab. Not bury anybody connected to this ministry.
Yes, Lord.
And it's not something you say by mouth. You must back it with a price. Can you imagine that after Elijah served the heaven, Elijah, He thought that he could stand and say, rain. Sure. God took him through effective fervent prayer. Someone ought to be. 7 levels of prayer meetings. First one, not the second. So nothing just happens. The pastor, you must pray. You better connect yourself to the right people. Lift up your two. Are you ready to pray? Any power working behind us?
Jesus.
Some people, the way you are standing here fasting, one day God blesses you, they are angry. If you meet me and God has blessed me small, you don't know my story. You don't know. If I tell you, you don't understand. You don't know my story. There are things we do, it's great danger exercise. If you live with a scientific person, you will think you are not normal. Amen.
Amen.
Because, here, listen, we come from rough backgrounds. Wicked spirits determined that nobody must leave their home. Who are these ones? These are the ones that have said no one must lift up their head. But there's a carpenter here.
Jesus.
Zechariah chapter 1. Check the verse for me. Verse 1, 13. 8. If you read from even verse 5, oh, maybe you could have a chance more. 18. So you have 15, oh, baby. Give me. And I am very sure the Zechariah chapter 1 displeased with the hidden that at ease. For I was but a little displeased. Go to verse 16. Therefore, that says the Lord, I am returned to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and the lines shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. Look at verse 17. Cry yet, saying, that says the Lord of hosts, my city through prosperity shall be spared. Shall be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. Look at verse 18. And then lifted up my eyes, and saw, and behold, 4 horns. After God gave a very graphic, awful prophecy, 4 horns appear. Who said they would just sit down for you to travel? Some of them, they are sitting in abroad, but they control them from the village. This guy. The mother was the head of the witchcraft. Ono lidi atati anose and granny. Ano kache ne banu se me nkume. Guy yisu odi ahun pepre. Oku mu nyira. That is why they say, sometimes when somebody die in the family, immediately prayers must be lifted, because there are people, they don't want to be buried alone. I won't go to details. I won't tell you that. If you, some people die and other people will die around them. And it's a covenant they made before they die. So it's in the satanic archives. That is why during election, we have to pray. Because people looking for power, we don't know the covenant they have established. And sometimes the covenant, they can demand human blood. And let's pray is lifted. Then lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, 4 horns. How many? That means they are coming from west, east, north, and south. Now go, keep going. And I said unto the angel that talked with me. Somebody has come from the supernatural. What be this? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Wait. Israel, the country, Jerusalem, the capital, Judah, the city of making of kings. So you see, they've secured all their angles. And they didn't scatter Galilee. They didn't scatter. They take strategic place. So there's a battle you are fighting. It's from the capital. And it goes back to the country. And then Judah means your hometown. So this is a networking. How did God solve this problem? Look at the next verse. Then the Lord showed me 4 carpenters. One is standing here.
Jesus.
There will also be four carpenters.
Four carpenters.
What? Then said I, what come this to do? And he spoke and said, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. But this has come, the carpenters has come,
Jesus,
to flay them,
Jesus,
to cast out the horns of the
Jesus,
which have lifted up their
head.
Give the Lord a
Jesus.
Woe unto a family without a spiritual carpenter.
Jesus.
Come back to verse number 19 and watch this. And take me to the New Living Translation. And I said to the angel, what are these? I asked the angel who was talking with me. He replied, these horns represent the nations that scatter Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. And those nations are in the spirit. Because in the natural, no nation has a horn. So depends on the symbols he's using. Don't begin to think that it's a cow. Go to the next verse. Then the Lord showed me four blacksmiths. Have you noticed it? From carpenters to blacksmith. Some are using wood, some are using metal. It depends on the intensity of the battle. It depends. Their battles should fight with wood. Their battles should need metal. Stop your holding. Hey, today you will prevail.
Amen.
My young pyramid shall come to bring come as Abegu. Obin come say somebody's prophecy is here. I have to release it. You will step into millions. Hey, today we will disappoint the expectation of the enemies of your father.
Amen. Jesus.
The expectation of the wicked altars of your mother's house.
Jesus.
Lift up your two hands.
Jesus.
Spirit working behind the scenes.
Spirit working behind the scenes.
Today we combine the blood.
Jesus.
The sword of the spirit.
The sword of the spirit.
The authority of the name.
The authority of the name.
Are you alive?
Yes, sir.
I say we are dealing with spirit working behind
the spirit scenes. Behind the scenes.
When they manipulate and they pay their money, how can a king make a decree that is going to cause the head of his wife? That means that Haman didn't do the thing with the naked eye. He projected so much enchantment that the king Ahasuerus forgotten that he has married to a Jew and decree a sentence for them to die. It is fasting that reverses.
Amen.
Now, see, do you know that Haman's decree couldn't be cancelled?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The king couldn't reverse it. He's sealed. After the fast, he has to make another counter decree. So between the two decrees, today that's what we are going to pray. There is a decree that has been made in your father's house. But we are also going to make another decree.
Jesus.
Wait. Esther chapter 9. Take me to the New Living Translation. Let me read from verse 1. Stand there and shine your eyes. If you can forget any secret, watch. What is it? You trust 7 today. I said, Africa, I'm on the 7th, but God didn't give me. On March 7th, two decrees of the king were put into effect.
Jesus.
Haman's decree, Esther's decree. On that day, the altars of your fathers and the enemies of the Jews has hoped to overpower them, but quite the opposite happened.
Jesus. Jesus.
It was the Jews who overpowered their
enemies. I overpower my enemies.
Two decrees were put into effect.
I overpower my enemies.
Dangerous. These are things in the Bible. You shouldn't be holding back. You must be walking by there in your spirit. I am not reading from any book. All these scriptures, they are in my spirit. Amen. You fear men than God. You fear men than God. You make stupid decisions that will affect you in the future because of men. and you are not afraid of God. This generation make it look like this God cannot be feared. Consuming fire. Hey! It is fearful to fall in his hands. Jesus said, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body. But be afraid of the one who can fill the body and send the spirit and the soul to hell. That's the God we serve. Two decrees were put into place. So, at that time, thousands of years ago, they came, look at what the Jews did. Go to the next verse. Look at what the Jewish people did. Look, verse 2. The Jews gathered in their cities throughout all the king's provinces to attack anyone who tried to harm them. But no one could make a stand against them, for everyone was afraid of them.
Jesus.
Everyone.
Jesus.
After today, they will be afraid of
them. Amen.
Try to put your fear on your head.
Jesus. Kabahana. Amen.
This is what Rahab said. When we heard we're coming, your fear.
Your fear.
Into whom wrath is what? They must be afraid. And then, so be the Udia Kobe.
By your supper.
Obedi will fear a picture come.
Jesus.
Obiabe pity be fear go fear. Pakuda by spirit to
attive.
Judgment of God.
God bless you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the message. For further inquiries, contact Bell Prayer Center, P.O. Box GP21421, Accra. Telephone +233 2740099 33 or +233 242 47 2655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Mutual Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 2676766055, +233 2676766055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.